Is there anybody working in the village now, any sort of rural industries?
Yes, there's signs of the times. Originally, where opposite the woodyard, they were the offices and the... In fact, they had another smithy up there where they used to shoe their horses when they used the horses to pull the trees. But Mr. Worrell, he took that over and he built it into an architectural ironmonger's business, where I worked for 29 years. But then after that, they moved to Leighton Buzzard and Mr. Doc Olson took it over, Signs of the Times, and he makes health signs.
All right, I saw that on the way in.
Yes.
I noticed
yes.
that. You used to be, correct me if I've got this wrong, you used to be on the parish council, Doc?
I still am.
So tell me the sort of things that you discuss at parish council meetings, the sort of things that are of interest to you here and of importance to the people here in Tedworth.
Well, very important, obviously, the roads, road safety, speed, traffic speeding. Planning is another thing we take very seriously because I perhaps shouldn't say this, but I am a bit anti-planning. I want the village to be a village. Do you know, if you've been round and you've seen some of the villages that were villages, they're no longer, are they? That they're sort of mini towns, aren't they?
Well, I totally agree with you on that one. And as we go round on Sunday afternoons, it's a question that keeps coming up and I keep bringing it up because I feel strongly about it too. It's what I call infilling.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got an area here and perhaps somebody's got a large back garden and they apply to build an extra house or whatever. Has that happened much in Tedworth?
Not very much. We are in the Green Belt, you see. And also, Tedworth is a conservation area and they're very strict on building. So we're very fortunate in that respect.
You're unfortunate in another respect, though, because you were talking about roads. That's a really nasty couple of bends right in the middle of the village. Now, you know, does that cause you many upsets here?
Not too many accidents, does it,
Amazingly,
Michael?
We don't
but
get
we do have the nasty stretch coming from Toddington up into the village. That's a nasty one. They come up there speeding. But our object is to get some traffic calming. But unfortunately, it's like everything else. Money.
Is there anything else that we can actually see from where we're standing here, Mike?
Well, this island here that you can see is the where we used to have the old bonfire years ago. It's got smaller over the years, definitely, but we used to have on firework night here. We used to have a great big do, didn't we? Yeah, hot potatoes and everything afterwards, but we used to get into trouble because there's a thatched house there in the road here, and the sparks going away, they used to be frightened to death, so eventually that was done away with, and then it went up to the village hall. And they had it there for a year or two, but in recent years it's gone completely and they go to the bigger parties up at Toddington.
Yeah, I think that's probably the trend these days, isn't it, with bonfires? I mean, again, this year we've had all the controversy, haven't we, about the danger to them. And I'm sure when we were kids people did get injured, but...
Yeah.
Was it? I mean, we never seemed to hear anything about it, did we?
No, the fireworks weren't so big. There was the end house down there used to belong to Mr. Webb, didn't it? And he used to live in one house, and his next house he used to do bike repairs. And then you used to have to go up the wooden rickety stairs around the corner, and on the and it was all empty. But he used to have his fireworks up there, so we used to go and buy our fireworks down there.
We used to have a pocket full of little demons, you know, and those only went. Small bang and that penny, I think they was, you know, we used to throw them all over the place and great fun, I used to think it was.
Do you know, the thing that I remember more is not necessarily the fireworks going off, but the actual smell of that night.
Yeah, right, you're right, absolutely right, and the bonfire as well, the old wood smoke, which is gone out of the villages now because they've got all the central heat and you lose all the old wood smoke fires, don't you?
Yeah, well that's true, I hadn't thought of that either.
Yeah.
This does seem to, you know, we're standing outside Kate Robbins' house, and we know at the pub that we've got a gentleman there who's appeared in EastEnders, etc. So it seems to be a sort of celebrity's village, doesn't it?
Well, there's certainly two of them in here, yes. And Colin, he's been here now coming on 20 years, I would think, and his two sons play cricket for the village, so they've got quite interwoven with it. And Kate, I know she loves living in this area with her husband.
Right, well, I want to thank you both very, very much indeed for our short trip round the village. I just wish it could have been a little bit longer. There's Kate Robbins' dogs barking at me now, so I better clear off back to the post office. And my grateful thanks to Dr. Mike there. And hopefully, although Doc can't join us live here today, we're hoping to talk to her on the telephone just after the travel news. And we've got the pianist Bill. He's walked in now, and he's tinkling away there on the old ivories. As I said on that tape, he was here the other evening, and he's here again now. So just one moment, but for the moment, we are in Tedworth, and we're in the pub there.